You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickard. Coming up, we'll learn about a search and recovery effort to find a downed World War II plane that brought a team from UW-Madison to northern France.
First, yesterday brought another notable Senate hearing for one of President-elect Donald Trump's cabinet picks. Billionaire philanthropist Betsy DeVos has been well known for supporting school choice initiatives around the country.
She's also backed politicians who have supported school choice, like Governor Scott Walker. According to the liberal group One Wisconsin Now, the American Federation for Children, which is the organization DeVos chaired, has spent at least $4.5 million in Wisconsin to elect candidates who back school choice.
Erin Richards joins us now. She's an education reporter and editor at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Erin, welcome back to the show.
I am glad to be here.
Well, what did Governor Walker say in his letter endorsing Betsy DeVos as the next Secretary of Education?
Governor Walker said that Betsy DeVos is a good choice for this position, that there's a lot of burdensome federal regulations on providing Wisconsin students with the best education possible. And so he looks at Betsy DeVos as someone who can really sort of innovate, create a new and effective system for children. Walker was part of two letters. He has one individually that he sent to Senators Lamar Alexander and Patty Murray in Washington. He also signed on to a letter that came from a number of Republican governors around the country that have supported DeVos and wanted the committee chairs to know of their support for her around the country before her confirmation hearing that took place yesterday.
And you've reported some in the past on Betsy DeVos and on the issues related to various kinds of school choice. Can you talk about the role she and her foundation and family have played in funding school choice, pro-school choice candidates here in Wisconsin?
DeVos wasn't terribly well known outside of education circles and until she was picked by incoming President Trump to lead the education department. But her family has played a really critical role in the growth of private school choice initiatives around the country. In Michigan, where her family has been based, there has been a lot of activity around charter schools. And in particular, both she and her husband have been active in Republican politics for a long time. There's been quite a bit of resistance to regulation on schools that operate outside of the conventional system. And then specifically in Wisconsin, the American Federation for Children is sort of the heavyweight national philanthropy that's been very thoughtful in how they invest in political races around the country that really serve to get pro-choice, pro-school choice candidates into office. So that means candidates that support charter schools and private voucher schools. Get those people into office so that you can really move legislation at the state level that creates more of those opportunities for school choice initiatives at the state level. And that's certainly happened in Wisconsin, and coupled with their support for Scott Walker, it's really allowed school choice to expand in this state.
And you've written, I think it was in one of your pieces that I read, that some years back, that money was balanced out by political money from the teachers union here in Wisconsin. After the Act 10 changes, it kind of hindered the work of those unions, to put it mildly. There isn't that countervailing force anymore. Is that right?
We're just not seeing the same amount of money and energy and strategizing from the left that we've seen on the right in recent years, especially since the 2010 midterm elections is really when a lot of conservatives kind of figured out innovative ways to move the needle at the state level. And especially in Wisconsin, I mean, this is part of why Scott Walker is held up as such a hero in conservative circles, that by passing legislation that helped to restrict union activity, you were able to really, with conservative funding and the energy behind moving the needle there, you were able to make more gains than if you'd had, the teachers union heavyweights putting the same amount of money into elections and lobbying as they've been able to do in past years before Act 10.
Talking to Erin Richards from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel about Secretary of Education nominee Betsy DeVos and her role in Wisconsin politics in the past. Is there a sense, Erin, that Betsy DeVos and her foundation have made a difference in Wisconsin politics, gotten more Republicans elected, more pro-school choice candidates elected?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, they have They've been, you know, in previous years when there was less attention on the American Federation for Children, they were very explicit in their annual reports where they reported to, reported publicly that this is where we invested this amount of money. These were the races where we, were able to block a Democratic, sort of public schools advocate from either staying in office or getting into office, and instead we got pro-choice people into office. You look back at their reports, their, legislative impact reports from 2012, 2013, even 2011, and there's much more explicitly saying this is where we really had an impact, and that's important to their donors. In the most recent year, I noticed in 2015, you really don't see a dollar figure at all about how much they spent and what races directly were a win for them because of that. But they've been pretty explicit about, still having the money may not be as publicly disclosed as it used to be, but they've still been, quite forthright in the fact that these are elections that they've won by nature of getting pro-choice people into office.
The basic argument about school choice, if you're in favor, you say, hey, parents should be able to make more choices. Having charter and voucher options give better educational opportunities for kids, especially in places where education is struggling. You'll get better outcomes for kids. On the other side, people say, no, it doesn't. And you're taking resources away from public schools that need them. This is a huge question. A lot of people tried to research this. Do various school choice programs improve educational outcomes for kids?
It depends on who you talk to, and it depends on what study you're looking at. So overall, the research that we know from Milwaukee is that overall test score outcomes are about the same between the public schools and the privately funded voucher schools. Now, if you're talking about charter schools, which are public schools, they have to be accountable. They have to respond to records requests just like public schools, but they have some more freedom from some of the regulations that govern conventional schools. In some parts of the country, in urban areas, charter schools are outperforming their public school counterparts. Some of that research comes out of Stanford. It's probably the best research on charter schools around the country. There is some research in the Milwaukee area and some beyond that being exposed to a voucher in a private school can help kids actually eventually graduate from high school, maybe have an impact on lowering incarceration rates. But a lot of that is countered by folks on the left and in public schools that say, well, listen, we understand this, but we don't know the full extent to which schools on the front side of things can say, you'd be a good fit for our private school, or maybe we don't have a space for you, or maybe we can't serve your needs very well. Those questions are just really hard to answer in research. And a lot of the folks that run voucher schools say, hey, we're in the urban area because we want to serve needy kids. We're not picking and choosing. But that belief, still persists on the left that there is some difference in some of the types of kids that some of these schools are serving. And really, it comes down to a resource question, too. Are you supporting your teachers? Are there the same number of resources and availability of educational and extracurricular resources for kids in, private voucher schools as there are in the public school system?
All in all, does having Betsy DeVos as Secretary of Education, as the leading voice in education at the federal level, make a difference for what happens here in Wisconsin?
I think it certainly sets the tone for where the country is going when it comes to how we think about serving our schools. So in the confirmation hearing yesterday, there was not a real commitment on behalf of DeVos, and a bunch of critics brought this up. Making sure that all kids were served by the federal disability rights law, that gets trickier in private schools, which are not beholden to the same federal law for serving kids with disabilities as public schools are. You have a strong signal from Trump that there's interest in trying to figure out how to spend a lot of federal money on choice options, whether that's charter or voucher programs. Probably would be likely to be charter programs. We know that Betsy DeVos is interested in that as well. And I think that if the person at the top of the command chain for our public schools in America is interested in those types of initiatives, those are just going to get more discussion and a lot more attention than they've ever gotten before under people who were a little bit less inclined toward those options outside of the conventional public school system.
Erin, thanks a lot for joining us today.
It's always a pleasure. Thank you.
That's Erin Richards, education reporter and editor for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. She joined us to talk about Governor Walker's endorsement of Betsy DeVos for Secretary of Education under President-elect Donald Trump.